y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode, y'all. This is episode 87 of You Thought We Wouldn't Notice, y'all. I am exhausted. I just got back from class. It's a lot. It's a lot going on right now. Like, we have finals coming up, kind of. And then, I'm ready for the holidays. I'm ready for Thanksgiving break. I'm so ready. But, y'all, let's just start the show. Understand. Famous people don't know how to fame. You don't know how to fame. You don't know how to do your job. You don't know how to vogue. What are you doing? Famous people don't know how to fame. What are you doing? You already have a job. And you out there on Twitter. Twitter made for the peasants like us. Peasants are at it again. Like, it's just, it's a mess. It's a mess, y'all. And I can't. But first on the docket, we are going to be talking about, yet again, Drake. Hold on, let me close this. We're going to be talking about Drake and his history with underage women. Because I feel like people are not clocking his tea like everybody else has. It's just like, wait a minute. So first, if y'all remember, he was messing with Millie Bobby Brown. And then it was, who else was it? Right, it was Billie Eilish when she was 17, and that, I think that was around, I think it was around the time that Certified Lover Boy came out. I don't know, because like, how old is Billie? Because then we'll do the math on him. Billie Eilish. Okay, she's 20, so that was 3 years ago. Which it doesn't matter, like it does not matter at all. Who else we got? He was there at Kylie Jenner's 16th birthday. It's just like, it's a mess. I don't understand why people still go for this man. But there is a tweet going around saying for, you know, Megan to hurry up and put this in court. Or, like, this is all we need. Yes, okay, so Drake allegedly paid, well, not even allegedly, child, he did, paid $350,000 to women who accused him of sexual assault. Okay? To settle a rape case out of court. And I'm just like, I will never understand why people still go up for this man who needs somebody to go get his plate. I don't think I'll ever understand that because, Drake is Drake, okay? But Drake doesn't know he's Drake. And, like, that's why I love to open up with the show saying that these famous people don't know how to fame. It's like, I don't understand why you're around these little kids, abusing women verbally and in other ways. And yet and still, you don't see the validation that you are getting from these other people on the internet. So I don't get it, Drake. I really don't get it. But that whole rape case thing, I'm like, I really wish people would keep talking about that because I'm like, it's not that long ago. It's literally not that long ago. But again, this is Twitter, and Twitter has like a short memory span. So, but yeah, speaking about music, y'all, Chaka Khan. I love me some Chaka Khan. I love her. I love her so much, y'all. I love her so much. What's she saying? Let me go to my bookmarks. Okay, here's what she said. Chaka Khan says, auto-tune singers should get a job at the post office. Get a job at the post office. Like, I mean, yes. I mean, I agree. I agree. Because it's like, you're not...
T-Pain said this, I think, in an in that docuseries or interview where Usher, or he brought up the Usher thing, talking about how Usher was basically saying how T-Pain couldn't sing, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Because, like let's do the math here, or let's do the logic here. A vocoder, an auto-tune, it's not going to help you. If you can't sing without the auto-tune, it's not going to sound good to the ear. So I don't, well, to some people it won't. You know, normal people, it would not. But the people who just take anything and call it music, a legacy, things like that, then maybe it's royalty to them. But to the people who actually consume music, they need to go to the post office, because it's just like, I don't know how we, I'm going to blame 21 Savage, because once 21 Savage came in the game, everybody started to sound like him, and because it's easy. It's easy. You can like sound like nothing and then put a vocoder behind it, and then it's a hit for whatever reason. All because these, you know, these labels are in debt, this, that, and the third. I don't really care. All I care for is that the talented people come to the front and all the Caucasians to the back. To the back. It looks better already. It looks better already. Please. Next on the docket, we have DaBaby, y'all. DaBaby. Y'all, DaBaby is trying to go on tour, right? And I still don't know why. It's like, sir, you act like, and I love what Adrian said. If you don't know who Adrian is, Adrian from Adrian Expression on YouTube. He was basically saying, he was like, there are more people who think the way DaBaby thinks. So it's like, for him to be like, oh my gosh, this is the downfall, you know, y'all always trying to take down a black man, just then. Sir, you said the wrong thing in front of the wrong crowd, and now you out here selling your tickets for for $20 and $5 on the side for like a plus one. It's buy one, get one half off, or buy one, get one free. It's like, sir, what label, first of all, what label was he signed to? Because that, I think that'll explain everything. Because if he's assigned to Atlantic, those are some goons that you need to pay up. It's going to be giving power. It's giving power and empire at the same time. Let me see, like, what label was DaBaby on? Okay, he was on, well, he was signed to an Interscope, but I'm like, who was he under now? Hold on, let me just look up his, that dreadful album people like to call music. Let me see. Okay. Baby on Baby 2 was released. Okay, South Coast musical group. It's like a, it's not a, well, yeah, it's an affiliation to Interscope Records. Now, I'm glad it's not Atlantic, but like, these are still white folks. These are like, you still, you said something in front of the wrong crowd, and now you out here saying that this is, you know, cancel culture, this, that. Sir, we don't want to listen to your music. There are other people, clearly, in their bedrooms that are not clean yet. They can listen to your music. They can come to your concerts. But the people that you were trying to bring to your concert, like, they're not coming. They're not coming. I'm so sorry. Moving on, I think this is going to be, like, the meat and potatoes of this podcast, because it's just, like, I was trying to stay so far away from this because, like I told y'all, I'm in album mode right now. Like, I'm doing a lot of things right now. I'm going to school, working on an album, doing a lot of things, you know, looking forward to the future, you know, galactic type tease. And all of a sudden, Kyrie Irving wants to get on Beyonce's internet and post these anti-Semitic tweets, a documentary about Holocaust denial, and also the Nets fired him. Fired him. I think Adidas got rid of him, or I think DTLR, child. All the black outlets got rid of him. And everyone is calling this like a modern day lynching, and it's just like, it's so ironic, and it's so funny. Like when people want to say, not even ironic, but when people want to say dense, when people want to become dense on purpose and not actually read a book, not turn to page 12 and look for the answer themselves, all of a sudden we're the ones being mean, and we're the ones canceling people. We're the ones who, with sense, we're the one with common sense calling you out, and all of a sudden it's like a lynching. I'm tired of people using that word in a sense, because it's like, and it be niggas. Like, y'all know what lynching is. You know what lynching is. But you're out here talking, just because you're billion or high in the millions dollar behind, don't got a job anymore. But you, like, you got on Twitter with the peasants and decided to be one of them. And now you're one of us. Welcome to the club. Do you need a CVS card? Like, I don't understand how Kyrie got on the internet and said this stuff. Like, let me just show y'all some of the tweets, because it's just, it gets on my nerves, because people who are actually in his position or who are around him, obviously they not gonna say nothing, because they want to keep getting their back. They got families to feed. They got to go out to eat. Like, please. So let me see. What did he say? I'm trying to bring up the stuff that he... Let me see. Okay, this is his Instagram. Okay, so it says, while doing research on YHWH, I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race, religion, and I take full accountability. Yeah, you're taking accountability now. Like, please. The reason why he getting canceled, y'all, the reason why he's getting, you know, booted out of here, is because he had the nerve to, like, post a documentary that specifically states, I think it one of the things, I'm not giving them my money to watch it. But it's basically colonization denial too, in a sense, because, I mean, with his black behind, but see, you also got to be eerie or leery of these people who are, they're black, but they come from overseas, because, like, their minds are not here. Their minds are literally over the seas. Their minds are not here. And that's why I'm so, like, hesitant to call everybody black. Because it's like, okay, are you from Chicago? Are you from Atlanta? Are you from Maryland? Are you from the city? Are you from the South? Are you from here? If you're not, please. But yeah, he posted this thing talking about some, you know, the Holocaust wasn't real, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, these men got whole people with whole net worths, like, more money than anybody can see right now in their bank accounts. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And on top of everything, my answer or my question is why? I mean, even if what, like we all know the whole thing is fake. The whole thing is just, it's written in anti-blackness, white supremacy. But my thing is why, like Kyrie, like why? You out here trying to prove that you ain't, it's giving very much, I'm not one of those niggas. I'm not one of them. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then this whole thing, like, I can see through it all. The only reason why people, and that's why I'm glad glad Jay-Z stopped talking about the whole Jew thing, because it's like, sir, you got kids, you got children, you got three to feed. You better lay low, like Whitney said. But the only time, like, isn't it funny? The only time, and this is white, it's white supremacy too. But the only time black niggas, you know, bring up the fact that, we might have been Jews too, and oh, we were over here, and oh, they only bring it up because they have this false belief that the Jews are running the world and XYZ. And I'm just like, I will never understand, because that's the same talking points that Hitler had. That is the same talking points. Like he had this fake analogy too, and people ran with it, and then the Holocaust happened. But I feel like a lot of these billionaires, a lot of these people who didn't open books, got rich for whatever reason. They got rich for desirability. They got rich for their skills in the court. But my thing is keep it on the courts. Well, I've never seen anybody fumble a grown man. I think I posted this on Twitter. I'm gonna read this and then I'm gonna see what else is in the news. Cause this show was literally about to be short. I have things to do, but let me see. When did I say it? Oh, I also got to talk about these elections with y'all. I didn't really want to talk about it, but we got to. We have to. Okay, yeah. So this is what I said on... What's today? I said it a while ago. Or this week. I said, y'all are spewing white supremacists talking points, and it's disgusting. I've never seen grown men try so hard to leave their blackness behind. And on top of everything, y'all are listening to a man who doesn't read. And I got a lot of likes, I got a lot of retweets. But my thing is, exactly. literally, Kanye got on the mic and was like, yeah, I don't really value books. I value, you know, personal interaction. I value conversations, and that's why I don't read. Huh? Do you know what that means? Do you know exactly what that means? That means he basically just told himself. He's always telling himself. But do you know what that means? That means he can be easily lied to, easily persuaded, and then also if he's taking those lies and information, like he's on his platform, he's telling mass groups of people who can't probably afford to go to school or afford to think, because it's like, can the Kanye fans think for themselves for 2 seconds? I mean, open a Google search for Bing, if you don't got Spectrum. Bing, like something. Open up a browser and look up. There used to be a website called ask.com or ask.fm. And, you know, I don't know why people are not asking actual questions anymore. They're just believing these celebrities. And it doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, I will never understand Kanye and Kyrie. The only time they talk like this is when there's money involved, allegedly. When there's money involved, it's like, so, but you still a nigga. Like you still black. Like you still here. And and that's why I love when we make fun of these people. These we was kings people. Like, I can't. Because do y'all even know what that leads into? That also leads into, not necessarily white supremacy, but it also leads into other suppressive systems. It's like, do you know what it takes to be a king? Like, have y'all not? But see, that's the problem. That's what this is what happens when a lot of niggas make fun of people who are nerds and into anime and into video games and into tech. Meanwhile, they outside making all types of crockpot theories, and I don't understand. You know, these are the same people with the ripped up couches. Like, I will never understand it, honestly. But let's look at these election results, y'all. Let me see. Election results. Okay. So yeah, y'all, basically it was, the Democrats, they're trying to say, oh, it wasn't really a wet wave. Well, then what is it? Is it pink at least? Is it a pink wave? Because, like, I don't, I'm not seeing what I want to see. Y'all, Sherry Beasley done lost. Ted Budd won. Basically, all the people that we wanted. I mean, we're still waiting on Warnock, which pisses me off because people actually voted for Dr. Oz. They voted for that old fake... That old ER ABC doctor, they voted for him, and then they also voted for Herschel Walker. Like, why are y'all voting from the thumb? Or y'all voting for a thumb from Spy Kids? Like, I don't understand. That man is so dense. It's not even funny. Like, it's just like, I will never understand how those people even get into those positions, because all the stuff that we heard growing up in school, they were like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to follow the rules. But we also know, like, people are not going to dance around white supremacy, because white supremacy says, oh, this man is stupid, this man has a hollow brain, we're going to leave him in office. You know why? Because we don't care. But he's black. He, you know, we have a we have a mark checker here. So it's like, okay, he black. He may not know nothing, but it's just like, that's why him, Ben Carson. I remember the day when I found out Ben Carson was a whole coon. I was like, I went to school for you. I went to a field. I had me an Uncrustable and looked at your little documentary. And now I'm grown and you acting nothing, everything but stupid. You're acting stupid. And I will never understand how these men even get into power. But getting it still is, you know, white supremacy. Because no one genuinely cares about black people or the lives of black people. And I wish that maybe Kanye would have said something like that or anything in the playground of that. But no, he just wants to say, hey, I have ideas and I have money. It's all about I. But see, that you got to watch out for these Gemini's child. They have double personalities. And when they find out that they're in the wrong, it's never them. It's never them. And then when it is, they want to say stupid stuff like, oh, maybe, you know, this is what George Floyd felt with a knee on his neck. So it's just like, please get out of here. But yeah, y'all, this is going to be a short show. Like, it was pretty much nothing in the news, really. Like, we have Nicole coming through, so I hope she just passes. Because it's like, we already had hurricane season. I can't. But yeah, y'all, I will see you guys next Friday. And yeah. For listening to the You Thought We Wouldn't Notice podcast. Thank you so much. But it would mean the world to me if you become a member for just, you know, $4.99, $10 if you would, you know, splurge on black content, premium content, because soon this is going to be a video-based content and podcast. So I'm really excited, y'all. Like, I'm really excited. And also, go to my website at AaronLamarWalker.com, where you can find all of this information, my store, merch, my art, my book, everything. So I'm so excited. Yes, this is a whole new outro, y'all. And I'm really excited, y'all. Like, this podcast was a light throughout this entire year, this entire pandemic. And I'm really excited. So y'all, just thank you for going on this journey with me. Thank you. And yeah.